And a very good day to you. This is Pastor Mark with Touch of God. And this week we continue the series, Your Identity in Christ. Because this is critical to your understanding. This series will continue for some time. Because it is so essential to know who you are now that you are in Christ, if indeed you have given your life to Him, received Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, you're confessing Jesus as your Lord over everything else. You're not confessing money as your Lord. You're not confessing sports as your Lord, but you're confessing Jesus as Lord. Jesus is the Lord over your life. He's in your heart. He has all of your heart, not just half of it, but you have given over all of your heart to Him, trusting in Him that He will never fail you. He will always lead you on the narrow path if you follow Him. But you must follow Him. We can be led astray by distractions. But are we taking those thoughts captive in obedience to Christ, those temptations for those distractions? We need to take those captive immediately so that we stay on the narrow path, that we stay on the path and follow Jesus and not wander off into the forest or the wilderness. Amen? We don't want to lose sight of our Lord. We want to follow Him and be with Him and walk with Him. And the Bible says that we are to co-labor with Him as well. We're to co-labor with the Lord. So today, we continue from where we left off last week. Now remember, we were talking about Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15, as one of the main scriptures we talked about last week. And I'm reading again from the Amplified Bible, the Classic Edition, the AMPC. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15. It says, "All the days of the desponding and afflicted are made evil by anxious thoughts and forebodings. But he who has a glad heart has a continual feast, regardless of circumstances." Now remember, the Amplified Version, especially the Classic, it pulls out more color out of the Scriptures. It explains in the wording. It gives you a better, more description of what is in the intent behind the Holy Spirit's deliverance of that message to the person who wrote it, whether it be Solomon, whether it be one of the Gospels, whatever it is. So we get a little bit more of an insight into the meaning of Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15, when we read the Amplified Version. And today I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. "So all the days of the desponding and afflicted are made evil by anxious thoughts and forebodings." That's the first part of the verse. So your days, if you are despondent, if you're down, if you're afflicted, they are made evil by the fact that you constantly think about how evil they are and believe that this is the way it's always going to be. Yes, the devil is involved in evil. He is evil. There is no truth in him. He is the father of lies, Jesus said. But you cannot be joyful unless you believe in the Lord. You cannot be sad unless you are sad or angry or upset or depressed unless you believe in what you've always believed in, which is maybe not the truth of God. The truth of God is to set you free from all those things. If you're still thinking your old ways, those carnal thoughts of the mind, that means your mind has yet to be renewed. Your mind needs to get into the Word of God and believe that you now are a new creation. Behold, all things are new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new, the Bible says. But see, your thoughts, the devil is involved in evil. He tries to permeate. He tries to replicate evil across the world all day long. That's his nature. And from him, that's who we used to be under, the powers of darkness. But now the believer is delivered from that by the Father, God the Father, through his Son Jesus. So through Christ, God took you from out of the powers of darkness and into the kingdom of his beloved Son, the Bible says. But it's important that you do not dwell on the negative, but think on the truth, which is always positive. Amen. The truth of the Word of God is that Jesus himself said, "Be anxious for nothing," in Matthew chapter 6. But This verse in Proverbs 15, verse 15, says that all the days of the desponding and afflicted are made evil by anxious thoughts and forebodings. That means that if you have an anxious thought, it encourages evil, it affirms evil in that day that you're living in. It continues to make you feel despondent and afflicted because it's your thoughts that you're having. This is why being born again is a absolute major event in your life. It's a miracle. It's the most major miracle of God. Aside from his son being raised, God raising Jesus from the dead. But you know that the miracle of you being born again with a brand new spirit and your old self, your old spirit no longer in existence, it's that your spirit has been regenerated. It's amazing. But your mind has to be renewed. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Paul says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is important that we get away from the old thinking and think on the new things. Think on the truth of the Word of God about what God says about us. Amen. So that we're no longer having anxious thoughts or forebodings. That we're no longer having days that are evil, that are made by our anxious thoughts. So get rid of the anxious thought. How do you get rid of an anxious thought? Well, first of all, you realize that the thought of being anxious about lack or sickness or whatever, that is not a thought that God gave you. It is a thought that you may be thinking yourself or a thought that has been suggested to you by the enemy, the devil, whispering in your ear. And it sounds just like you thinking the same thing. And what you have to do is say, no, I'm going to put a stop to these thoughts today. I'm not going to agree with them. I may hear them, but I'm not going to agree with them. I'm going to take every thought captive in obedience to Christ. I'm going to examine it. Does this line up with Scripture? Is this line up with what God's promise is about me? If no, then you cast it down. You cast down those vain imaginations, the Bible says. You cast it down. And you do not allow yourself to believe in that thought and accept it as truth and let it take root in your heart. So you have to, what needs to take root in you is the Word of God. We must be grounded in the Word and be rooted in it so that when the waves come and we are not tossed to and fro, amen, by the wind and the waves, but we are steadfast on the rock. Our house will not fall if we are firm in the Lord, firm in his truth, because then whatever comes at us, whatever hits us, whatever thought comes to us, it won't matter because we will be so strong. We will be firmly founded in the ground, in the root of Jesus. And his word will be rooted in us so much so that we will be able to spot a lie, spot a thought that doesn't line up with God's promises about us. Amen. This is the way you overcome evil. You overcome, of course, being in Christ, you already overcome evil positionally, but experientially, what you experience every day in reality in the daytime, you have to cast each thought down that it does not line up with the Word of God. Amen. So remember that it is up to you. It is not up to God to control your day. You and God together create your day. You and God together create every minute of every day. But only if you allow God along with you to create it. Are you trying to control your day yourself? Are you trying to create every moment yourself? And is that day lining up with the Lord's day? We cannot do anything without Jesus. Without him, we can do nothing, remember? And the Bible says that clearly. So God didn't want to do life without his creation. That's why he created us. He created us to have dominion. He didn't just create us for an experiment. No, no experiment. We were not an experiment. He created us for his glory. But the stated purpose in Genesis 1 is that we were created to have dominion and subdue the earth. That's what he told Adam and Eve several times. But while we are here, trying to be obedient to the Lord and learning about what does it mean to be obedient and subduing the earth, going out, spreading the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, winning souls to Him by His Holy Spirit and by the grace of God, by laying hands on the sick, seeing them recover, casting out demons, raising the dead, all these things that you saw Jesus do. While we're doing that, we are working with the Lord. We should be conscious that the Lord wants to co-laborer with us, and that is what the Bible says. We are to be co-laborers, co-workers with Him. So it is very much a partnership. But remember, at the end of the day, God is your Heavenly Father. He's the best parent you ever knew. Jesus is your Lord and your Savior. Amen. Follow Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is to help you, guide you into all truth. Amen. And to continue to lead you. And remember, we are not to wait for the Holy Spirit to tell us to go over and talk to someone or to lay hands on the sick on a particular person. We must do God's will. Jesus never prayed. He always prayed to the Father, but He didn't pray to the Father on a case-by-case basis to see who He needed to heal or who He needed to cast out demons from, because He knew His Father's will. And when you know someone's heart, you just go and do what they would do. And that's what Jesus did. I came to do not my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. Amen? So we are to co-labor with God. We are to walk about with the Lord, knowing that He's with us, and talking to Him in communion as we walk along the street, as we are in the kitchen, as we are driving our cars, as we're riding our bicycles, whatever it is. Know that He deeply desires that you acknowledge Him, that He's there, that you talk to Him, that you have conversation with Him, and allow the Lord to do miracles through you. Allow Him to do that. How do you do that? You believe that His heart is one that loves His creation, that He abhors, He cannot stand the sickness and disease that has been plaguing this creation. But He knows that because His Son Jesus is living in you, the hope of glory, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and that God can flow out of you by His Spirit into someone else that needs that life desperately, that needs to be healed of sickness and needs to be delivered from evil. But God wants you to use your speech, use the vocal cords that He created inside of you. Use your mouth, use that tongue for life and not death. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Amen. So that you can speak the truths of God, and they shall come to pass, because when you believe by faith in the truth of the Word of God, God is able to move on that faith, and then you see a miracle, a sign, or a wonder in front of you, and then you know that God is with you. But even before that, you should believe He is with you, and He has already predestined the works for you to walk in. Before you meet someone tomorrow that needs prayer, He's already established a work the ability for you to believe. If you desire in your heart to believe in His word, He has set up that divine appointment that you may bump into this person, and you may decide out of your own free will and decision that it's the right thing, because I know my Father's will, I need to pray for this person. Let me pray for them. And let God flow through you when you pray for someone, when you command sickness out of them, when you command cancer to get out of them, when you command a demon, the spirit of lust, the spirit of poverty, whatever it is, to get away from them and get away from their family. God is there in power. And the light, Jesus said, let your light so shine upon men. So Jesus is the light. But remember that even though Jesus did say that in His word, in His scriptures, that just a little bit later He said, now let your light so shine upon men. So the light is in you, and because Jesus is in you as a believer. Amen. And God wants to co-labor with you, trust in Him, believe in Him. There's much work to be done in this harvest. It's obviously primarily about saving souls so that they will not perish, because Jesus came to redeem creation, to offer the choice for creation to believe in Jesus. But remember that the Bible also says that Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. And so by doing that, He was able to allow a path, that narrow path, for those who believe in Him to receive eternal life and not perish in an eternal death. So remember again, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15, get this concept that all the days of the desponding and afflicted are made evil by anxious thoughts and forebodings. So it's your anxious thoughts. You have to get rid of those. And if you're anxious, and I understand, I'm not criticizing you when I say this, when you are anxious, it is as though you are not believing that God will come through for you. You're anxious because you believe that what you're going through is going to get worse, or you will never come out of it. But remember this verse. Your situation is continuing because you may be anxious and thinking about it. So it's almost like you are encouraging it by agreeing with the fear and the anxiety and the thoughts that you're having about the situation. So you may not believe it, but I'm telling you today, your thoughts can change your circumstances. Your thoughts and what you say out of your mouth will change your circumstances. So what you say out of your mouth must, for your own good and the good of those around you and your family, must only ever be lining up with the Word of God. It must not be lining up with the will of the devil. And it must always be lining up with the truth of the Word of God and what God says about you. I am the head and not the tail. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am not in poverty. My family does not lack, because I shall not want, according to Psalm 23. In the name of Jesus, I shall rise up from this, because I am already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And from that perspective, I look down upon the earth, and this is just it is not real. What I'm going through, it may be a fact, but the truth is that I am not in lack. So whatever you think you're going through, whatever you see with your eyes, whatever you experience in your bank account or on your phone balance or whatever that is, that changes based on your thoughts and your circumstances. And you can speak to the mountain and you can cast it into the sea only if you believe that you can, and that you don't doubt in your heart when you say it. So when you speak God's truth, believe that when you say it, it shall come to pass, that you believe that you've already received it, and watch the mountain move. Whatever that mountain is in front of you, it may be just a little bump in the road, but the devil is trying to make it look like the tallest mountain you've ever seen and that you're never going to be able to climb it and get over the other side. But I tell you today that through Christ, all things are possible for you if you believe in Him. So you must believe. You cannot climb this mountain, or whatever the situation is, without the Word of God and God's grace and mercy empowering you to continue to go forward. And when you take a step of faith, when you trust in the Lord, when you do these things, all of a sudden, you touch the very tip of the bottom of the mountain, and all of a sudden, that mountain moves, or that mountain just disappears, or it turns into a tiny little molehill. Amen? But all the time we have anxious thoughts and worry and fear, which means we doubt that the Lord is there for us and He has good intentions for us. That's what it is. Then we will continue to face these struggles, and we will look around at people saying, I'm in the same situation as everybody else. But you look around your neighborhood, and not all those people are saved. But you may be saved, born again, And you should not be thinking the way they're thinking. So why is that? So I encourage you today, get in the Word of God, know who you are in Christ, and put that knowledge and understanding to use by speaking the truth over the situation that you're in. I shall not be in poverty anymore. I do not lack. My family is healthy in the name of Jesus from head to toe. I speak the life of Christ into their bodies from head to toe right now in Jesus' name. Whatever it is, you just speak God's will over a situation. Believe that with Him, collaborating with Him, it will come to pass. Don't doubt that it will come to pass, and then you will see it come to pass. Amen. Isaiah 55, verse 8, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord." Now remember, this is an Old Testament verse, and this verse is speaking to the thoughts of carnal man versus the thoughts of God. Remember that before you were born again, and before I was born again, I wasn't thinking this way, the way God thinks. What is the way God thinks? Well, you read His Word, you hear what Jesus said, the Sermon on the Mount, and all these things, all those read scriptures in your Bible, all those scriptures that Jesus spoke. That is God's thoughts. Remember, chapter 1, verse 3 says Jesus is the exact imprint of the nature of God. So Jesus was not speaking a different language to God. He wasn't speaking of a different will to God. He wasn't speaking of a different agenda to the Father at all. He was carrying out the Father's will. So you heard Jesus say these things when He was on the earth. Amen. And He continues to talk to us today in our hearts. But the point is that when you become born again, the Spirit of God lives inside of you, and you begin to understand the things of the Lord when you read the Word of God. It starts to make sense. The Bible says that we could not understand this beforehand, basically. We could not understand the things of the Lord before we are born again, because that's a spirit that our old spirit could not comprehend those things. But now we have a brand new spirit. We can understand the truth, but we need to read the Word of God to get it into our hearts, get our minds renewed, and we will then believe the way God believes, and we will think the thoughts that God thinks, because we are now reading the Word of God. The Word is becoming rooted in us. It's becoming implanted in us, in our hearts. The old carnal ways that we used to think, they are gone, because we have taken every thought captive in obedience to Christ. And now we're actually thinking the way God thinks. Now, I'm not saying that we're thinking as many thoughts as God thinks every second. God is amazing, and He has more thoughts about us than the grains of sand on the oceans of the shores of the oceans on the sea. But we begin to know our Father when we know about His character. And if we're still unsure, then we simply look to His Son and say, well, like Son, like Father. And we are to follow Jesus. The Bible says, as He is, so are we in this world. So as Jesus is, not as Jesus was as the carpenter or the person before the cross, He is now the Christ. As He is now, so are we in this world. He is in us, we are in Him, together co-laboring. He is working through us based on the will of the Father to go set the captives free. Amen. Now, the more we read the Word of God and understand who we are in Christ and what God says about us and what God says about situations and what Jesus did in particular circumstances while He was here on the earth, the more we will begin to carry out and speak those things. Because Jesus told us to go and do the Great Commission, to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth, to all creation. And the gospel includes demonstrations of the powers of God. Because sometimes you need to lay hands on the sick so that they can recover, so that they will believe. It will be a sign to them. So we must walk in power, baptized in the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. And in the name of Jesus, I speak that over you today, that you would speak in tongues, that you would receive the Holy Spirit, not just to the top of the glass, but overflowing, that you would be immersed in the Holy Spirit, not just have the Holy Spirit fill your cup to the top, but your cup would be immersed in the deepest ocean you ever imagined, the beautiful Holy Spirit, immersed in the Spirit of the Lord, that you would be walking in Him truly, and He would be walking in you. And on these streets and in these homes, you would be a light to shine upon your family, that light that is Christ within you, with love, with prayer, with doing good deeds, doing good works that God predestined and preordained for you to walk in. Amen. Remember that Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, "Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart." Not just half, but the whole heart and mind. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Amen. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 out of the Classic Amplified Bible. And everyone else listening, wherever they may be, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for food, shelter, and provision in abundance. I thank you, Lord, for supernatural miracles occurring on street corners, that your presence would be known there, that the believers listening to my voice would no longer cower, they would no longer mask themselves, but they would be on show with you being on show through them, that your light would be shining, Lord, through them, and then they would let you as a light shine upon men around them to bring the good news, to demonstrate your good news, and Lord, to set those captives free in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, today. I speak life over their bodies, head to toe. I speak healing and wholeness over their bodies right now in Jesus' name. I bind up every sickness, every disease, every ailment. Be gone out of this person's body now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for all the works you have finished. As you said on the cross, it is finished. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We are at touchofgodradio.org. That's the website. We're also on Facebook and YouTube on Touch of God Radio. And please get in touch with us as well. For prayer requests, we are at touchofgodradio@gmail.com. touchofgodradio@gmail.com. And you can call us for prayer at country code 1-407-705-3151. That's country code 1-407-705-3151. And in the meantime, God bless you and have a blessed week.